This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. New Mexico's child care department is sending millions to child care centers in an effort to keep them in business, awarding grants to pay for everything from salaries to rent. The state early childhood education and care department today announced $157 million in awards to about 1,000 child care providers, from large centers to those who offer child care out of their homes. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said today that a strong child care industry is needed to support parents in the workforce. Many child care centers closed during the pandemic or reduced the number of children they served due to spacing requirements. Some are still closed or have yet to return to full capacity. The New Mexico Early Childhood Education and Care Department has also used federal money to make more families eligible for child care subsidies. Eligibility now includes families of four with incomes as high as $93,000. Legislators are drafting a plan to ease restrictions against retired police officers coming back to work in an effort to add law enforcement officers across New Mexico. Yesterday, retired police officer and State Representative Bill Ream of Albuquerque outlined a proposal for changes to retirement provisions. He said officers might continue to draw pension benefits while working and contributing to the pension fund, or delay retirement benefits for a bigger payout later. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is calling for the deployment of 1,000 additional police officers amid public frustration with crime. She plans to ask lawmakers for $100 million to underwrite the initiative, but has not said whether she supports the return to work initiative's incentives for retired police. New Mexico amended rules for public employee retirement in 2010 to halt so-called double dipping in response to concerns about fairness and long-term solvency of the public pension fund for government employees. Federal water managers say the Pecos River Basin in New Mexico is likely to experience growing water shortages as temperatures continue to rise over the next century. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation today discussed the findings of a recently completed study on the basin. The Pecos River flows through eastern New Mexico into Texas, where it joins the Rio Grande near the U.S.-Mexican border. It's home to more than 130,000 acres of crops and orchards. Total volume during the runoff period this year was about 700 acre feet, or 56 times less than the historical average. That meant less water for downstream users. About 80% of the basin's water goes to agriculture. A number of factors were worked into the models used for the study, from irrigation shortages and endangered species considerations to water releases for Texas. Officials also looked at what tools could be used to stretch resources. This is KUNM.